3, and we'll go back this psalm. We dealt with it on Wednesday night, and pretty much just got the introduction to you and yet covered the psalm. But I want to kind of read it again and lay out the foundation and then give you 3 thoughts this morning from this psalm that I believe is what the Lord give to us. Amen. Beyond some of those thoughts. I'll say some of the same things over today. I really feel like the Lord's going to let us get in the last thought, the last verse, and show you a connection here in a very, very personal way to our lives, even in this hour. Psalm 93, stand with me. We'll read it all. It's only 5 verses. And so we'll spend a moment here reading this. And it'll be a help to your heart if you're here today. And your world is not everything going good in your little corner of the world. This psalm will cheer your heart. Amen. The Bible said, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also established that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. You pray with us. Heavenly Father, we do humbly bow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by his blood and the work he did for us at Calvary. We understand today, Lord, we are washed and clean and saved today by the grace of God. Lord, the youngins just sang it to us, and Lord, we're excited about, Lord, that thought this morning that somebody like us was saved by a God like you. Lord, what a blessing that is. I pray, Father, now for a few moments, you touch our voice, our mind, Lord, touch us, Lord, the power of God. Let us stand here today, not in the excellency of speech, Lord, we believe we would fail, Lord, if we had to lean upon that today. Lord, not in personality, Lord, we pray, but Lord, in demonstration of spirit and of power, and by power of the word of God, I pray the word would go forth in the men and women's hearts. And Lord, today, encourage the saints of God, I pray, in the thought that lies within this psalm. And then, Lord, I pray, challenge all of us, and Lord, what it is speaking of, and Lord, what you desire for it ultimately to do in our lives personally. Lord, I pray that we'd allow you to have your will and way and work, Lord, in all that we are. And Lord, all that you do this morning, we'll thank you and bless you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. A lot of authors who write upon the Psalms will debate you about who penned this Psalm. Many of the Hebrew manuscripts and different things of Jewish history would attribute this Psalm as being penned by that of David of old. And so we'll take that as the author of this Psalm. I believe that's probably accurate. And what we do know is that Psalm 93 was appointed to be sung, we told you on Wednesday night, on the morning, at the time of the morning sacrifice on Fridays. And so that would be the 6th day of the week. And this psalm was sung, we believe, according to historical records, at that event and at that sacrifice in recognition of the creation of man by God. In this psalm, as we read it just a moment ago, we find that the theme of this psalm is really declared and found to be in the opening line, that the Lord reigneth. And so by singing it on the 6th day of the week in recognition, and it is the Lord that hath made us and not we ourselves, we are understanding that it is he that is in charge. It is he that reigns and not you and I. In fact, in this psalm, David writes of some situations we'll see again this morning that are far out of his control. Things that he cannot deal with. Things that have got bigger than him, higher than him, and heavier than he can bear. But the thought consoles his heart. is that the Lord is the one that reigneth. And what a thought this morning that, amen, we are just simply created beings and having fallen into the curse and the sin and living in this world that we can look heavenward this morning again and understand that, my friend, we're not the ones that's reigning. It is the Lord that reigneth. And so we are emphasizing the word reigneth. The Lord reigneth. This word reigneth, you remember from Wednesday, simply means to ascend the throne. It means to induct into royalty. And so the idea behind this word, and its very basic idea, would appear to mean that the Lord is in the presence of the psalmist ascending the throne. That in this moment of his life, he is watching the Lord exercise his royalty and his lordship in this very moment. But we understand that the psalmist here is not saying that the Lord is just now ascending the throne. The Lord is not just now in this moment exercising his regal authority. Oh no. Amen. It would appear to me that when the psalmist said the Lord reigneth, and there is a definite time in his life, a very specific appointed time in his life whereby this revelation of Christ's position in his life is personal to him. Amen. He needs it to be personal. He needs, amen, to be able to see this afresh and anew with what he is facing. Amen. Just like you and I often days in our life, amen, need to see a fresh glimpse of the fact that it is the Lord that reigneth. And I'm thankful this morning for the times when the Holy Ghost opens our eyes and our hearts and our faith. Amen. When we're stretched in our very wit's end and are perplexed and wondering how in the world we're going to make it. And the Lord reminds us, the Lord reigneth. Amen. The Lord reigneth means to be king and to rule. Amen. It means simply to have sway, power, or dominion over people and nations. And really this statement, the Lord reigneth, is the proclamation of our God's lordship. And so the psalmist no doubt is reminding himself. He's reminding anybody that would ever read what he has penned down and sung the glorious words of the opening line of this psalm, that our God is Lord. And because he's Lord, he reigneth. Amen. He's the one with the sway. He's the one with the power. He's the one that has dominion for those things that seem to be bringing defeat into our life. And so we're thankful today for the statement and the truth and the insight, the Lord reigneth. The word reigneth, and we and that old English word adds the, amen, the last three letters onto the word reign. Amen. Reigneth simply means that the tense of this word conveys that the Lord has reigned in the past, and he is reigning in the present, and he evermore shall reign. That the fact that the Lord reigns is, amen, a reminder that he always has and that he always will. And so I thought about this in light of some of those statements. Amen, we could say this morning that the Lord reigns exclusively. It is the Lord that is reigning. He's not sharing a throne. He's not found a co-equal. He's not found one that may try to successfully take over. Amen. His position is Lord, and his position upon the throne by which he reigns exclusively. He reigns preeminently. The Lord reigneth. Amen. He, not only he and he alone, but amen, may I say this morning, by reigning preeminently, he is doing a mighty fine job at being Lord today. Amen. He reigns preeminently. There's no one greater. Amen. Nobody could do as good or much less a better job than what our God is doing today. And then I thought about this. He reigns eternally. Amen. The Lord reigneth again in the past, in the present, and in the days to come. So much so that when we reach, Brother Bob, Revelation 19:6, amen, it is said there that all of heaven, amen, will break the silence saying, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And so we're glad today that He reigns eternally. Amen. Nothing, amen, is in jeopardy, my friend, bringing jeopardy against Him whereby, amen, His reign would cease. Amen. He's the God that ever lives and He's the God that ever reigneth. Amen. And we find comfort in that this morning. And so last week we just ran through, amen, I was going to say ran through quickly, but it wasn't so quickly, but amen, we ran through this psalm and learned several things about, amen, the kind of reign and what is said directly in this psalm about the Lord reigneth. Amen. We looked at the clothing of His Lordship. And is His clothed in majesty and with strength. We looked at the continuation of His Lordship in verse number 2. The fact that He is Lord of old and from everlasting. Amen. That tells us, my friend, before we got here, He was Lord. Amen. And that is carried on from everlasting. And so a continuation of His Lordship. We looked at the calmness in His Lordship, verse 3 and 4. How then the psalmist, my friend, is on earth. And on earth there are storms that are coming against that. And the storms bring the rains, and the storms bring the winds, and the rains bring the floods, and the floods bring the waves, and the waves bring, amen, a certain look of disaster upon the psalmist's life. But my friend, when he leaves verse 3 and enters into verse number 4, amen, he finds the calmness in the fact that, amen, his Lord is on high. Amen, all of a sudden there's something speaking greater things than what the storm has whispered to his heart. Amen, and so we looked at the calmness in his Lordship. And we'll say more about that maybe in a moment. And then we looked at the confirmation of his Lordship in verse number 5. Where the psalmist said, in light of the Lord reigneth that thought. He said, thy testimonies are very sure. And so what he is dealing with, this doctrine, this is preeminence and position of Christ. Amen. Is absolutely confirmed, the psalmist said, in the fact, amen, that the Word of God has confirmed this. Amen. God has sent others, my friend, other saints have testified on God's behalf in His Word, and God Himself has testified of Himself in His Word that He reigneth. And we looked in 1 Chronicles 16:31. And Psalm 96:10, Psalm 97:1, Psalm 99:1, and Isaiah 52:7, thy God reigneth. Amen. These statements are made over and over and over, and they are the testimony of the Word of God. And so what confirms His Lordship today? Brother Mo, we said we know that the Lord reigneth because He said so. And that is enough. That is enough. Amen. For you and I to find comfort in. Amen. And to be sure of, and not just sure, but amen, very sure. Amen. Amen. I think about the song that the songwriter wrote. Amen. Many, many years ago. Be sure. Be very sure. Amen. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. And so may I say the church this morning, may I say, amen, to your family and to mine, in your heart and mine, amen, be sure, be very sure that the Lord reigneth today. Amen. It is confirmed. It matters not what the world would say. It matters not how we feel. It matters not,
amen, what we would see as an outlook that may be coming down the road. Amen, there is a confirmation that the Lord reigned. Now what I want to do this morning briefly is run back through this psalm, and I want to show you some very specific places that are identified in this psalm as to where the Lord reigneth. Amen. And these will help us, because all of us will find ourselves, amen, in these positions in this life. Amen. And so I want to say again in verses 1 and 2, amen, number 1, the Lord reigneth in the world. The Lord reigneth in the world. Amen, the Lord reigneth, the psalmist David said, He is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith He hath girded Himself. And then the psalmist makes this statement in connection, amen, of the world to the lordship of our God. He said, the world also is established that it cannot be moved. Amen. And then David said, thy throne is of old, and that thou art from everlasting. And so we draw your attention to the statement of the end of verse number 1. At the psalmist, he is in the world. Amen. In the world, Jesus said, you shall have tribulation. Amen. Jesus spoke often of the world and what we would find. Amen. As a result of being in this world as God's children. Amen. We are in the world. We're not of the world. And when the world is spoken of in the Word of God, amen, it speaks to this earthly realm and domain, but it goes beyond that into a system that is found in this world. That system that we find, my friend, is in rebellion to the God that made this world. And it's ever seeking to lead ministry. And it always seems to be creating chaos and confusion for mankind, and to make it hard upon the children of God that are in this thing. Amen. But never forget, though we're in the world, we're never of the world. But amen, the fact that we're still in it, where is our comfort? Amen, our comfort is found in knowing the Lord reigneth in the world. Amen, here's what our Savior said in the last chapter of Matthew. He's getting ready, my friend, to go back to the Father, and he looks at them early band of disciples and apostles and believers. Amen, and he said, fear not. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Amen. We don't have any trouble believing that He reigns in heaven today. Amen. But may I remind you that the Lord reigneth in the world. Amen. The heaven is His throne, and the earth is His footstool. And so the psalmist in the world is reminding himself of the world in which he lives, that it is the Lord that has established this world. Amen. And as such, He is its maker, but He is also its master. Amen. I understand the Word of God saying that Satan is the god of this world. Amen. But he's not in control of the world. Amen. The Lord is the one that reigneth. Amen. That word establish, it not only means to erect and to set up in terms of creation, but it also, my friend, deals with the fact that, my friend, it has through that creation been appointed to the divine purpose of our God. Amen. That what God has made, though sin is entered and the fall has been experienced and the curse, my friend, has, taken hold upon it. Amen. That has not changed the fact that our God has appointed His sovereign purpose, amen, in this earth. And so, amen, the world is just, amen, to use maybe a lame example, amen, the world is but, amen, the chessboard on which the Lord is moving the pieces, amen, whereby in the end, Amen. He will be known to reign. Amen. And so you say, preacher, we're in a world that is crumbling. We're in a world that seems to be sinking round about. Amen. We're living in a world, buddy. I'm telling you that, amen, when it comes to the world in light of creation, there are movements that abound that, amen, climate change and climate crises and the polar bears are dying and the ice caps are melting it. And my friend, amen, there is a push whereby, amen, to try to save the world in which we live. Amen, but may I say today, according to what the psalmist said, amen, it's the Lord that reigneth. Amen, and the Lord establishes things so much so. Amen, we believe He's in charge in that. Amen, these things cannot be moved. Doesn't matter what Greta Thunberg, amen, whines and screams about. Amen, these bunch of dumb politicians listening to children. Amen, they ought to be sued. Amen. Amen, I'm telling you, buddy, amen, they got Earth Day and Climate Change Day. Amen, the greatest known catastrophe. Amen, they want us to believe is coming to man. Amen, is that the world is going to end? Amen, ain't that what Al Gore said back in the 90s? Amen, we had, amen, 15 to 20 years and this thing was going to be over. And here we are moving right along. Yeah. Amen, amen. You say, preacher, you celebrate Earth Day. Amen, yeah, I do. One preacher said, amen, on Earth Day, open a can of Freon and burn rubber tires. Amen, amen. And I'm telling you today that, amen, that's how nervous I am about, amen, this world coming to an end. Amen, how can you be sure, preacher? Amen, did CNN tell you, oh no. Amen, did you have some sign to sit you down and confirm in your heart everything was going to be okay? Oh no, I just simply read Psalm 93. Amen, and I'm reminded the Lord reigneth. Amen, and that He reigns in the world in which we live. Amen, amen. If there is any change in the climate, amen, it is our God that is doing it for His own purpose. Amen, if there is any, my friend, destruction that goes on, amen, in our world, man, as bad as he is, amen, they're not reigning this thing today. Amen, it is the Lord that reigns. And so I wrote down just, amen, some things I'll throw out. These are not in the text, but amen, they relate to the thought that the Lord reigneth, amen, in the world. I thought about this. He reigns over every world politician. Amen. And you can thank God for that today. Amen. Then it doesn't matter what their label is. Amen. It doesn't matter what their background is. Our God reigns over every politician. Amen. Over every political ideology. Amen. Over every sway and pull. Amen. Politically speaking, our Lord reigns. He reigns over every world problem. Amen. You understand we're in a world filled with problems. Earthquakes and famines and pestilence and wars and all sorts of problems that abound in our day. Can I tell you, even in war and in sorrow and in mudslides and in hurricanes and in storms and in hungry bellies, our God still reigns today. Amen, amen. Somebody said, well, if the Lord reigns, then why are there problems in the world we live in? Amen, why even in the problems our God is fulfilling? Amen, His pleasure and His will. Amen, that doesn't mean He's limited in any way. Amen, He reigns over every world problem. And then may I say, He reigns over every world prophecy. Amen, the Word of God is saying there are certain things that are going to happen. And they are going to happen because the Lord reigneth. Amen. There's nothing you and I can do to stop it. There's nothing the gates of hell and the devil himself can do to thwart the prophecies that have been made. Amen. By our God upon this world. Amen. I'm telling you, every one of them is going to take place. Amen. The Lord reigneth in the world. Amen. Did the world give him that authority? Oh, no. Amen. Verse number 1 said, amen, wherewith he hath girded himself. Amen. He's taken it upon himself. Amen. He's clothed himself with majesty and with strength. I told you and got ahead of myself, but on Wednesday, amen, that word girded means, my friend, to snatch up and to lay hold on and not let go of. Amen. The Lord has a power and a rulership, a lordship over this world by which he reigns it. And my friend, he has taken it, amen, up unto himself, and he'll not let it go. Amen, it'll not be taken from him. Amen, nobody gave it to him. Nobody can take it from it. He wasn't voted in. He can't be voted out. And there are no impeachment hearings going to be brought against him. Amen, he reigns today. He reigns. He reigns. He absolutely reigns today over this world. Amen. The Lord reigneth in the world. Number 2, quickly, I dealt with this most of all on Wednesday night, but the Lord reigneth over the waves. Amen. Are y'all with me? He reigneth over the waves. The psalmist said, the floods have lifted up. O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. Ain't it amazing? The psalmist is saying in verses 1 and 2, the Lord reigns. He's believing that. He's trusting that. He's tapping into that doctrine, that truth, that comfort to his heart. But as he taps into it, all of a sudden, there are things that began to beat against him that are trying to distract him from that truth. Amen. Is that not how it works in our life? Amen. I noted here that the Lord reigneth over the waves. Amen. Notice with me about the waves. I see the voice of the waves. He said, Lord, I know I just said that you reigneth. Lord, I know I just said you had majesty and strength and that your throne has been established and that of old and there from everlasting, that you've always reigned and you're reigning today and that you're evermore going to reign. But Lord, there's some storms that's come into my life. Amen. And he noted there, amen, the floods have lifted up. Oh Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. Amen. Ain't it amazing the things that our storms will tell us? Amen. The storms of our life. Amen. When the floods begin to rise, is it not amazing? Amen. The hopelessness that they speak in our heart. Is it not amazing that, amen, the whispers that seem to steal away our faith at times? Amen. The psalmist is saying, Lord, amen, not only can I see the waves and I'm aware of the floods, he said, but they're telling me all sorts of things. And may I say, the storms have never told the truth. Amen. The storms have never told it. Amen. From heavenward side. Amen. The storms only tell it from this side. Amen. The storms only tell it as far as you can see. Amen. With your earthly and carnal eye. Amen. And so there is the voice of the waves, but amen, I'm thankful that there is the vision from the waves. Amen. Notice the psalmist said, the Lord on high. Amen. Right in the middle of all the waves, and he's trying to swim around it. Amen. We find that there is a vision. Amen. The psalmist all of a sudden there. Amen. Hearing this and hearing that, he feels a wave beat against his thoughts. He feels the wind slam against his very soul. And all of a sudden he looks up and he says, Amen. There's a vision. Amen. A vision from the waves. The Lord is on high. Amen. I'm glad when we're down low. Amen. Feeling like we're getting our brains beat out. I'm thankful when we're down low, Brother Jack. Amen. Doing all we can to doggy paddle through the storms of life. Amen. Every now and then we can look out. Amen. And get a vision that the Lord is on high. Amen. That, oh, I'm glad today. Amen. I'm glad when we're lowering snakes now. Amen. I'm glad the Lord's still on high. Amen. I'm glad when we're dragging our tracks out. Amen. Feeling sorry for ourselves and believing the storm winds and blow against us. Amen. All of a sudden the Lord did. Amen. And peeled the heavens back. And by faith, let us get a vision of Him that and the waves have not, that my friend, grown so high, and the floods have not risen so great. Amen. That the throne of God is in jeopardy. Amen. I'm glad there is a vision in the waves. There's a voice of the waves. There's a vision from the waves. And may I say there is in this psalm victory over the waves. Amen. For the psalmist said, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise in many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I feel like preaching this all over again. Amen. There's victory, Brother Mike. Amen. Sometimes the waves speak defeat. Amen. Sometimes we're like the disciples in the boat. And my friend, the water is in the boat that, amen, it looks like it ought to be sunk by now. Amen. And we fear for our life and we accuse our God as they. Amen. Of master, carousel not that we perish. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, amen, there is victory over the waves. Amen. The one that told us to get in the boat and go the other side. Amen. He's on the ship with us. Amen. You say, but he's sleeping. Amen. That just tells me he ain't afraid. That just tells me he's got victory in his soul. That doesn't mean he don't care, Brother Ronnie. That doesn't mean he's uninterested. Amen. It just means a storm, as big as it looks to you and I. Amen. It's nothing to him. Amen. And when he awakes and stirs himself, amen, he can step out on the bow of the ship and say, peace be still, and leave us in wonder and amazement so and we'll be left saying, what manner of man is this? Amen. Who is this, our God? And even the winds and the seas obey Him. Amen. Glory to God. When the storms get rising up, amen, and you're sailing through life, amen, you feel like you're going down, amen, just remember the other storm the disciples got in. Amen, they're in the middle of the sea in a storm, and they think they're in jeopardy. And he's on the mountain yonder high looking down and praying for them. And just at the right time, amen, he didn't have to hire a submarine. He didn't have to hire a pirate ship to get to where they were. Amen, Sister Kim, he just came. And he walked on the waves. And he walked through the wind. And when they seen the Lord coming, amen, they were some that, amen, in that boat got more afraid. They thought they had seen a spirit. They thought, my friend, amen, voodoo thing was going on before their eyes. The Lord's coming to them, and the very thing they're afraid is going to bring them under. The Lord's walking on top of it. Amen. And he said, fear not, be not afraid, it is I. Peter said, Lord, if it's you, Bid me come to where you are. Amen. Now we about to get some victory over some waves. Amen. All over said it. Amen. He listened. Amen. He's been listening to the voice of the waves. And now there's a vision from the waves. And his God is there. His God is not worried. And the Lord said it. Amen. If you believe, come on. Amen. And Peter stepped out of the boat. Amen. And had victory, even though it may only been for a little while. Amen. Somebody said, well, old Peter, you know, he should have never got out of that boat. Amen. Well, bless your heart. If the Lord's coming to me, I'm getting out of the boat if he lets me. Amen. I'm getting out, sink or swim. Amen. You can say what you want. Amen. Somebody said, well, Peter shouldn't have got out. And they criticized and they said, well, he sank. Amen. I like what one preacher said. I wouldn't criticize him. Amen. He's the only other man to ever walk on the water. Amen. He still holds the record for walking on it the longest. Somebody help me. Amen. And so he got victory. Amen. The Lord let him get victory. Amen. Ain't you glad we got victory over the waves? Amen. That victory wasn't in Peter. Peter didn't do that in his own power. Oh no, his God. Amen. Amen. The Lord gave Peter, amen, a transfer of power beyond that Peter had. He had a little bit of God on him, and he's able to have victory over the waves. Amen. And even when you do get out of the boat and walk a little while and you find yourself looking around, begin to sing, ain't you glad there's still victory in your failure? Say, Lord, help. And the Lord's right there to scoop you up and bring you back. Amen. And set you down in the boat. I'm talking about victory over the waves. Ain't that good preaching? Amen. Amen. He reigneth over the world. In the world, he reigneth over the waves. Amen. But let me give you this closing thought. And I'll be done. This is really where I want us to really meditate for just a moment. That is, the Lord reigneth through the Word. He reigneth through the Word. The Lord reigneth. That's how this psalm begins, but it ends, thy testimonies are very sure. Now, let me lay it out again a little bit. I know we bumped on this, but I want to run it all the way out. If the Lord will help me, it won't take me long. Amen. The word testimonies in the Word of God, especially in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms, is a synonym for God's Word. You read Psalm 119, you'll read words like thy precepts, thy statutes, thy testimonies, thy word. All of these are synonyms for that of what God has proclaimed and written down by way of the Scriptures. Amen. And so the psalmist says, thy testimonies are very sure. You say, preacher, what does the Word of God have to do with the Lord reigneth? It has everything to do with it. Amen. We already hit on the thought by way of introduction that He reigns, period, because He has said that He reigns. He has declared it. He has proclaimed it. And saints of every age and dispensation can stand and say with a certainty, with, amen, a very sure heart, that it is the Lord that reigneth. These things have been testified of it, and there is a witness in the Word that the Lord is the one that reigns. And we see it that the Lord from beginning to end, from cover to cover, amen, it has been written down that the Lord through the Word reigns. Let me bring it a little more personal and a little closer to home. How does the Lord reign in your life and in mine? He does it through the Word. You see, and I don't mean to have set us up this morning. We we shout and we raise a hand, we say amen to the truths in verses 1 and 2. He reigneth in the world. And we'll shout and we'll find comfort and be encouraged as we should in verses 3 and 4. And He reigneth over the waves. But the fact of the matter is the Lord, amen, the Lord, our God, our Creator, our Savior, He longs to reign in our lives. Our lives personally, our lives spiritually, our lives in every way of our lives, the Lord desires to reign over you and I. Brother Mark, He'll do that through His Word. Amen. Thy testimonies are very sure. In other words, the psalmist is saying, if I will submit myself to God's Word, it is very sure my life will be in line with what God desires to do in my life. Amen. There is a work that God is longing to do. There is solid ground spiritually that the Lord desires for us to stand on. Amen. Whereby He is the Lord of our life. He is the one that is in charge. He is the one that is in control. How does He do that? Through His Word. Now what is the work that He does through His Word as we let Him reign in our life? Look at it in verse number 5. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Y'all see it? Do you see it? If you don't see it, I have to preach 30 more minutes. Amen. But Charlie, it is the work of holiness. How does my life testify that God is reigning, the Lord is reigning, the Lord is sitting on the throne of my heart and my life? It will be evidenced by my submission to His Word that brings me into a life of holiness. You see, the Lord reigneth in, it does, it sparks an excitement. And the Lord reigneth in the world that gives us hope that no matter what we face, the Lord is in charge and the Lord is in control. So, amen, bring on the tribulation there. God has already overcome the world. The waves come into our life and we find comfort and say, hallelujah, my God. Amen. He sleeps through the storm. He ain't troubled by the winds. He walks on the waves. And He even lets us have victory and walk on them every now and then. And all of that is wonderful. And all of that means nothing compared to His personal spiritual work in our life. We let Him reign. Take His Word and make it very sure in our life. Amen. We're living in a religious day, Brother Riley, where people are always saying, well, I don't know. Amen. And they're stuck in this gray area spiritually. Amen. But can I say today, amen, God's Word is very sure. It is clear. It is concise. You can trust it. Amen. Let it do its work in your life. And as it works, here's what you're going to find. Amen. As the Lord rules and reigns in our life, His Word will bring a work whereby we will live a holy life. We're in a day, I don't mean to be mean. I ain't being mean to y'all. I'm not trying to be mean to nobody. We're living in a religious day that thinks that holiness don't matter. Everything's grace, 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 mercy, love. To the point people know nothing about holiness. Amen. And that, listen, love is a work that God does in our heart. We love God because He first loved us. We love one another because God loves us and we love God. I understand that. But God's work is a work of holiness in our life.
Amen.
Worship the Lord in what? The beauty of holiness. You can't even worship God, and it's the reason many have spent years of their Christianity never worshiping God, because they know nothing about holiness. When the Lord reigns in somebody's life, it produces something. Holiness. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm growing, and I understand growing, and growth is a wonderful thing. And we're not all brought along at the same rate, the same place this morning. But if He's Lord of your life and Lord of your heart and Lord of your Christianity, amen, you lose the right and you gladly lay down your own opinions to say, Lord, whatever You want.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time, come on, Sister Candy, when's the last time, I'm talking about me and my family and yours too. When's the last time we got underneath the doctrine that the Lord reigneth personally? And let the Lord, you know what you say, what is holiness? Brother Mark, if I could teach us something this morning about holiness, you know what holiness is? It is God doing a cleansing work in our life. Amen. And sometimes we got to be cleansed from some attitudes. Sometimes there's some spirits He's got to cleanse from us. Sometimes there's some externals God's got to get out of our life. Sometimes it's mindsets. Sometimes it's bitterness that's laid down in the heart that God is saying, that's not holy. You need to let Me reign in your life. And when we bow to that and bow to His Word does a cleansing work. It cleanses that bitterness, cleanses that pride, cleanses that sin, cleanses that worldliness and that carnality out of our life. When's the last time there was any cleansing work that's gone on in your heart and mine? Is where you are with God today the same place you were with Him 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago? What is that evidence of? You said, preacher, I'm in church. I come to church. I got my Bible. I read. I pray. Yeah, but is He reigning? Is He reigning? Amen. When He reigns, you let His testimonies, His Word, be very sure, and it changes your life. Because where God walks is holiness. Amen. Amen. Brother Tim referenced it. Oh, Lord, I'm meddling now. Amen. I'm going to give it anyway. Just because it proves a point. Brother Tim referenced a couple weeks ago in Sunday school about, I think it's Brother Tim, about the laws and about the way that God gave laws for how those Israelites in the camp were supposed to deal with their excrement. Amen. I thought about preaching a message one time on God won't step in your poo. You know what? And you read the law, Brother Larry, you read the law. God said, if you don't deal with that, I'm not walking through your camp. There's something vile. Amen. And we all know that. Even rednecks understand there's something vile associated with that. Get rid of it. Flush it. Get it down the drain. Right? God said, if you don't learn how to bury that stuff and get it out of the way, I ain't walking through your camp. You see, where God walks, there's holiness that is demanded. Amen. When's the last time you buried any?
Come on now. When's the last time you dug a hole and got it buried and let grace cleanse it out of your life? Well, I ain't felt God in a long time. I ain't. Well, God told you what we got to do. Submit to that book. Get under His lordship. Holiness will become His house. He'll walk through and He'll do a great work in our life. Amen.